哈利路亚，我们是何等有盼望的人。
哈利路亚 ，we're people with hope。
我们说，愿你快来，愿你快来，来提接我回家。
We say, when thou comes and calls me home。
但主的工作还没有完成，他还在我们里面来制作我们。
But God's work isn't finished yet, and He's still working in us。
他在我们里面制作，使我们能够越来越像他。
He's working in us so we can be more like Him。
他是何等的大爱，一次一次来到我们，使我们能够来到他的面前。
We can come before Him because of His great love。
他何等的大爱，在每天的生活当中来拯救我们。
His great love rescues us in our daily lives。
早上我们同来唱这首诗歌，一同来回应他这长阔高深的大爱。
And this morning we'll sing this hymn to respond to His love。
Oh, hey. 到我们心生敬畏。
It was grace that taught my heart to fear.
又将那敬畏抹去。
And grace my fears relieved.
最近在读民数记。
We've been reading the book of Numbers.
看见神是那公义的神。
And we see that God is the just God.
他也是那何等慈爱的神。
He's also a merciful and loving God.
可拉党来背叛他。
Korah and his company rebelled against God.
但神仍为他们来留后。
But God spared descendants for him.
我们甚至看见他们这些后代最后来侍奉神。
And even his descendants served God.
神的管教从来不是要来除灭我们。
God's discipline is never to punish us.
神的管教是让我们来回到他的正义当中。
God wants us to return to him, then to him by disciplining us.
他的震怒乃是转眼之间。
His anger is just a moment.
但他的恩典却是一生之久。
But his grace is lifelong.
他是这样一位爱我们的神。
He's a God who loves us.
再唱第二节。
Let's sing second verse again.
His grace that holds. Forever, Lord, my chains.
爱。
Such a great love.
神将他一切都给了我们。
God has given everything to us.
我们怎能对他有所保留？
How can we withhold anything from him?
这常常是我们对他的祷告。
This is often our prayer to him.
但常常我们却是对他有所保留。
But oftentimes we withhold from him.
接下来我们要唱的诗歌，我要将自己奉献给神。
And the hymn we're going to sing is we're offering ourselves to God.
诗歌第三节很鼓励我。
Verse 3 really encourages me.
他讲到一些爱的工作。
It tells us some work of love begun.
一些良善之果。
Some deed of kindness done.
一些罪人心读。
Some wonders sought and won.
主叫我们只要叫一些。
God only requires some from us.
Something.
Something from us.
主，只要我们愿意有个心，愿意将我们的一些来献给神。
As long as we have this willing heart to offer something for Him.
感谢主，这让我们有路可以走。
Thanks the Lord that we can have a path to walk.
我们今天都将我们的一些来献给我们的主。
Let's offer something to God today.
怎么对你有所保留？
How can we withhold anything from you?
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
But may you help us.
我们一颗心愿意将我们的一些来献上给你。
That we have this desire to offer something for you.
愿我们更多能够明白你的心意。
May we know more about your heart.
更多将自己在每天的工作献上给你。
That we can offer ourselves more to you in our daily lives.
求你保守，求你看顾。
May you keep us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
就像刚才我们刚唱诗歌
Just the hymn we just sang.
相信我们弟兄姐妹，我们都有一个愿意的心，愿意将我们奉献给主。
I believe all of us will have a willing heart to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们也愿意真的来遵从神对我们的吩咐。
We are willing to obey what God has commanded us.
最近我们即将读完《民数记》。
We're nearing the end of the book of Numbers.
这次在读的时候呢，我就看到一些以前我没有特别去注意到的。
And this time around, when I read it, I have noticed something I have not paid much attention to before.
其中的一些话呢，我一直在反复的思想揣摩，当作历史。
And there are certain passages that have kept me thinking and pondering in my heart.
我也对照了这个出埃及记跟民数记当中相关的记载。
And also compare the accounts in Exodus and Numbers.
这是我今天想要跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
And this is what I want to share with you today.
当以色列他们离开埃及之后，过了红海，来到西乃山的时候。
And when the Israelites left Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea and arrived at the foot of Mount Sinai.
神将这个所有的律法来赐给以色列人。
And God gave the laws to the Israelites.
所以当摩西下山的时候，他将这些律例典章都来转告给以色列人。
So when Moses came down from the mountain, he told the people of those laws.
在出埃及记24章第三节。
In Exodus 24 verse 3 it says.
我们看一下那个 slide.
You can look at
出埃及记24章第三节。好，我们一起来念。
Let's all read it together.
中文然后再来英文。
Chinese first and English.
摩西下山，将耶和华的命令典章都述说与百姓听。众百姓齐声说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do."
当时百姓们听到神所吩咐的。他们都齐声地说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵守。”
And at that time, all the people said with one voice, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do."
后来呢，摩西按照神在山上所跟他指示的样式，告诉大家如何建造会幕。
And also Moses later told them how to build the tabernacle according to the pattern God had showed them on the mountain.
也告诉各个支派，你们应该如何对着会幕来安营。
And he also told each tribe how they were to camp according to the tribes.
当时以色列人他们反应也是一样。
And at the time, the Israelites had the same reaction.
是的，神吩咐摩西的，我们一定遵行。
All the words which God has said, we will do.
所以在这两卷书当中，我们可以重复看到相关的这样子的话。
And we can see similar statements in both books.
那我就在心里想。
So as I and then thought in my heart.
这个跟我当初想象的那些在旷野当中极其悖逆的以色列人是一样的吗？
Is this really the same group of Israelites whom I remember as being so rebellious in the wilderness?
当他们嘴巴说耶和华所吩咐的我都必遵守，他们只是口是心非吗？
When they said all the words which the Lord has said we will do, did they really mean it?
还是他们只是随便应付一下而已呢？
Or did they say just say it without really mean it?
我们仔细去看的话，我们就发现他们不是随便说而已。
And if we look closely, we will see they did not just say it without meaning it.
他们的确是按照摩西所吩咐的去做。
They indeed did according to what Moses had told them.
他们建造了会幕。
They built a tabernacle.
我们也读到，每一个支派都来奉献。
And we read that every tribe offered sent offerings.
十二个支派也按照神的吩咐来安营。
And all the 12 tribes also set the camp according to their respective tribes.
也按照神的指示，看云柱什么时候起行，他们就起行，什么时候该安营，什么时候就安营。
And they also follow God's instructions, and they watch the clouds of pillar and fire.
所以他们不是随便说说而已。
And they did really obey the words.
他们说了，他们真的去做了。
They said they would do it, and they really obeyed it.
所以这跟我当初想象，以色列人他们并不是完全不相信神。
And those are not what I originally imagined, that Israelites did not believe in the Lord.
他们不是完全不听神。
They did not disobey God.
他们真的不是我想象的那样，是那完全是悖逆的。
They were not what I thought, that they were just rebellious people.
其实我们知道，他们接受了神这么大的救恩之后，他们的确从心里面愿意来顺从神。
In fact, that we know that after receiving such great salvation from the Lord, they indeed were willing to obey God in their hearts.
而且在他们的行动上面，真的也是按照神所说的。
And they did so in their actions as well.
但是这群当初非常愿意顺服神的神的人呢，也按照神所说的话，当他们离开西乃山之后呢
？And this group of Israelites initially responded willingly to God and faithfully obeyed His word. Yet as they left the Mount Sinai,
当他们在旷野的时候，在塔贝德就开始发怨言。
And yet when they continued their journey through the wilderness, they started to complain.
我们都读过了，在基伯罗哈塔瓦的时候，又抱怨没有肉吃。
And they complained because they had no meat to eat at Hebron's Hatawa.
在巴兰旷野的时候，当差遣十二个探子出去的时候，却有十个探子他们心里软弱，回来报恶信。
And in the wilderness of Paran, 12 spies went to investigate the good land of Canaan, yet 10 of them came back with bad news.
让整个会众又开始向摩西抱怨。
And which caused the entire congregation to start complaining again.
刚刚弟兄也说，可拉党他们还起来挑战摩西跟亚伦他们的权柄。
And Korah also started to challenge the authority of Moses and Aaron.
在往前到加斯底的时候，他们又抱怨没有水。
And at Kadesh, they also complained again because there was no water.
最近我们又读到，在实体的时候，还与摩亚的女子淫乱。
And at Shittim, they also committed sexual immorality with the women of Moab.
我们可以一再一再读到这些以色列人，他们真的不断因为自己的不信，还有他们自己的私欲，都违反了神。
We see that throughout their journey, the Israelites repeatedly disobeyed God's leading because of their unbelief and their own desires.
当我看到这两个完全不一样图画的时候，让我一直在思考。
And when I saw those two different pictures, this leads me to a profound reflection.
这些一再的抱怨的以色列人，难道他们不知道是神在带领他们吗？
Did these complaining Israelites really not know that God Himself was leading them?
我们从圣经上面可以非常清楚看到，是神亲自在带领他们。
We can see from the Bible clearly that it was God who personally led him throughout the way.
有一个非常清楚的目标，要带他们进到应许之地。
And God led them with a clear goal to bring them into the promised land.
而在整个过程当中，神也一再的清楚的告诉他的仆人摩西。
And along the way, God also gave detailed instructions through His servant Moses.
在外面，神更在云柱火柱当中亲自与他们同在，来带领他们。
Outwardly, God also led them through the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
但是呢，这群本来是按着这个支派来安营、听号角起身的人，但是他们为什么会向摩西抱怨呢？
Yet the same people who had followed instructions about where each tribe should camp and when to set at the sound of trumpet, why did they complain against Moses?
甚至怪摩西说：“你为什么要把我们带到这个地方？难道你要让我们死在这个地方吗？”
Why did they even blame Moses? Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us here?
我仔细想一想。这是同一班的以色列人。
And I suddenly realized this is indeed the same group of Israelites.
这群会抱怨、没有信心进入迦南地的人，他们 都有一个共同的问题。
And the Israelites who complained in that faith to enter the Promised Land, they share a common problem.
当他们在向摩西抱怨的时候，他们根本没有想到他们是在对神抱怨。
When they complained to Moses, they did not realize that we're actually complaining against God.
如果我去问他们说，你们为什么不听神的话呢？
If I had to ask them, why are you disobeying God?
你们为什么 不按照神的话去做呢？
Why don't you do this according to God's instructions?
你猜他们会怎么说？
What would they say?
没有啊，我们哪里有违背神呢？
They probably would respond, we are not disobeying God.
我们只是要我们本来就应该得到了，我们要有水喝，要有肉吃啊。
We just simply demand what we should have. We just want water and meat.
他们绝对会觉得他们所说的每个都是合情合理的。
They felt that their demands were reasonable and justified.
甚至他们绝对不会感觉到他们这样是对着神的。
And they did not consider how this might have offended God.
这是他们的问题。
That's the problem.
反而他们会觉得，今天我所这些遭遇都是因为摩西他的错。
Instead, they believe that the suffering they endured was entirely Moses' fault.
但是他们却不知道，摩西只是完全按照神的意思告诉他们而已。
Yet they did not realize that Moses was just told them the instructions according to God.
摩西他并没有按照他自己的意思，还是听任何人的意思，他只是将神的话传达给以色列人。
Moses did not do it according to his own will or anyone else's, but he just told what God has instructed him.
在外面，以色列人他们可能觉得他们完全按照神的话来做。
Outwardly, the Israelites believe they have obeyed everything God has commanded.
神说的，我们都照着做。
They have followed everything God has said.
但是他们却没有看到他们内心里面的问题。
Yet they failed to see the deep problem within their heart.
当神的带领符合他们自己的心意的时候，
When God's guidance aligned with what they want,
他们就照着去做。
And they would follow it.
甚至呢，心里面还来感谢赞美神。
And sometimes they would do it with gratitude.
但是只要遇到不是合自己的意思，
But whenever it did not suit them,
或者他们自己的要求跟神的带领不一样的时候，
Or when God's direction was different from their own,
他们就想到只有自己。
And they only thought of themselves.
当自己的想法跟神的安排有冲突的时候，就像可拉党一样，他们就不知不觉当中，他们将自己高过于神的安排。
When their own ideas clash with God's arrangements, just like Korah and his followers, they unconsciously place themselves above God.
他们也没有看到他们自己的不信。
They did not see their own unbelief.
他们不知道像加勒跟约书亚一样。
They didn't know they needed to be like Joshua and Caleb.
是的，承认我们虽然不行。
To acknowledge that even though they cannot.
但是相信只要靠着神的话，我们一定能够战胜那些迦南的人。
But they should believe that they can overcome with by God.
我们人常常就是都只是活在我们自己的逻辑里面。
We often live according to our own logic.
我们做很多决定的时候，我们常常会忘记把神放在我们的考虑当中。
And we forget to place God into our considerations whenever we have a decision to make.
所以很多时候我们不知不觉当中，我们得罪神，我们自己还不知道。
So unknowingly we may have offended God without even realizing it.
我们都相信神他并不是故意安排这些恶劣的环境来苦待以色列人。
We all believe that God did not intentionally inflict harsh hardships upon the Israelites.
因为那是埃及法老才会做的事情。
That's something the Pharaoh would do.
神让他们在旷野经历这些，是神有他的目的。
God let them experience this in the wilderness because God has His own plans.
因为神要带他们回到一个非常单纯的生活。
Because God wants them to return to a simple life.
就是神亲自来供应他们每天生活所需要的麻辣跟水。
That means God will be the provider of the basic necessities, which is manna and water.
神要排除外面所有这些物质对他们的干扰。
God wants to remove all the external distractions.
让以色列人可以单单学习怎么样单纯的来仰望神。
So the Israelites may learn how to rely solely on God's provision.
更重要的，神要跟这些以色列人他们建立直接非常亲密的关系。
And most importantly, God wants to establish a direct and intimate relationship with them.
甚至神还赐给他们一个非常尊贵的身份，就是成为神的百姓。
God even gave them a noble status, making them God's people.
神也亲自愿意住在他们当中。
And God's willing to dwell among them.
但是很可惜的，以色列他们已经非常习惯他们以前在埃及的生活。
But pitifully, the Israelites had gone accustomed to the Egyptian life.
对于这种神要安排让他们单单的来仰望神，单单的来依靠神的这种生活，他们非常的陌生。
And this life, just looking at God's present, God's provision, it's very foreign to them.
甚至讲的白一点的话，他们根本不羡慕这样的生活。
They did not want to have this kind of life at all.
在他们里面，在他们脑海里面，一切都还是埃及。
And their mind was still fixated on everything in Egypt.
当神让我慢慢看到以色列人这些问题的时候。
When God showed me these problems with the Israelites,
我发现是的，我站在这边很容易数算他们的问题。
I realized that it's easy for me to point out their problems.
但是其实我也承认，我多多少少也是有同样的问题。
But I must confess that I also struggle with similar problems with them.
是不是在我身上也是有一些地方，我没有看见是神在带领我？
And I also have some blind spots that I do not see that it's God's leading.
我们都知道，在出埃及的那一代所有的以色列，到了最后，大部分人都倒闭在旷野。
We all know that the most of the Israelites who first left Egypt eventually perished in the wilderness.
只有那个充满信心的约书亚跟加勒，还有在旷野当中经过训练一般新的一代，他们才进入神的应许之地。
Only Joshua and Caleb, who were full of faith, along with the new generation trained by God in the wilderness, they were able to enter the promised land.
这是神给我们一个非常清楚的一个预表。
This is a precise pattern for us.
就是在我们里面的这个老旧的生命。
That means the old life in us.
都要在神给我们安排在这人生的旷野道路当中慢慢过去。
Must gradually pass away through the wilderness that God has arranged for us.
神要训练我们，让我们在里面那个新的生命能够逐渐成长。
God wants to train us so that the new life that's in us can grow.
那才是能够真正得到神的应许。
And that is the life that can receive God's promise.
那我们在这人生的旷野道路当中的时候，我们要怎么样能够真正的跟随主？
So as we walk in the life's wilderness journey, how can we truly follow the Lord?
我们是不是有渴慕得到神要赐给我们的一切？
Do we have this desire to receive anything God wants to give us?
首先，我想我们真的要先认定是主的带领。
Firstly, we need to acknowledge that it's the Lord's guidance in our hearts.
我们心里面要相信，所有都是主在带领我们。
We must acknowledge from the depths of our hearts that it is the Lord who is leading us.
在我们每天生活里面，大大小小的每一件事情，都是经过神所允许的。
Every matter, whether big or small, that happens in our lives, it's all arranged by God.
那我们遇到这些事情，都有神他的美意。
And when we encounter them, it all has God's good will.
我们不要说哦，那只是环境上面的问题，那只是别人的问题。
We should not say this is a problem with our circumstances or this is a problem with others.
我们要改变我们的心思，我们要想到说，神是不是借着这些事情要来改变我的心思。
We need to change our mind to see if God wants to change us through those circumstances.
让我们能够慢慢来从神的角度来揣摩神的他的心意。
So we can understand God's heart from His perspective.
所以呢，我们心中千万不要有任何的疑惑。
We should not allow even a little doubt in our hearts.
就像雅各书所说的。
Like it says in the book of James.
那我们一起来念。
Let's all read it together.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人，就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么，心怀恶意的人，在他所行的路上都没有停歇。
But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not all that man suppose that he will not receive anything from the Lord. He is the double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
我们一定要从我们的心里面甘心的 接受，知道说这是主要我学的功课。
We must wholeheartedly and willingly acknowledge that this is the lesson God wants us to learn.
而且借着我们的信心来向神祈求。
And pray to God in faith.
让神让我经过这些经历当中，我能够改变我自己的想法。
So that through those experiences, our mindset can be changed.
甚至改变我所有的计划，我的所有的做法。
Or even change our own original plan and things of how we do things.
我们绝对不要怀疑说为什么会这样子呢？
We should never doubt why is this like this.
因为如果我们心怀恶意，
because as long as we're double-minded,
如果我们怀疑说为什么神会这样子，
if we doubt God,
那我们就不能从神那边得着什么，
then we cannot receive anything from the Lord.
因为我们一旦怀疑神的话，我们就没有办法接受神的带领。
Because once doubt or conflicting thoughts arise, we cannot receive God's guidance.
我们在所有的事情上面就会左右摇摆。
We will waver in everything we do.
一会靠自己，一会想要靠神，到最后我们不知道该怎么办。
On one hand, we want to rely on ourselves, and the other hand, we want to rely on God. At the end, we don't know what to do.
其实呢，我们要对进入那个应许之地，我们要一个非常渴慕的心。
Secondly, we need to have a strong longing to enter the promised land.
我们一定想得，我一定要得到神要给我的。
We must have a very active desire to enter the promised land.
我绝对不会甘愿说，我就是现在就是这样子。
We should never be content with who we are right now.
我心里面要有一个渴慕，我愿意更像主耶稣一样。
We need to have this longing to be more like Jesus.
我多么盼望主耶稣那样子柔和谦卑。能够在我身上，
I want to have his meekness and humility.
我更要有神的他的圣洁公义。
I want to have his holiness and righteousness.
我也想要有主耶稣那样的慈悲怜悯。
His compassion and mercy.
神的这些非常多的美好的性情，我希望我身上能够有一点点。
And I want to have some of the God's wonderful attributes.
我们要有这个心，我想要。
We need to have this longing that I wanted.
我们绝对不要想说我们要用次好的来代替主耶稣这上好的。
We should never substitute anything second best for God.
正如诗篇诗人他所说的。
Like the psalmist said in the psalm.
我们一起来念。
Let's all read it together.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们与扎针。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。用神量给我的金，坐落在迦南之处，我的产业实在美好。
The sorrows shall be multiplied with who hasten after another God. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
我心里面要有一个确信，就是我不要用其他任何东西来代替主耶稣。
We must have this assurance in our heart that I do not want any blessings apart from God.
因为其他的东西只是会让我的劳苦愁烦增加。
Because other things, anything other than God would just cause our sorrows to multiply.
我要从我心里面认定神给我的就是最好的。
We need to acknowledge that whatever God has given us is the best.
不是看是不是能够顺着我的心。
But not what my own heart wants.
还是我这个觉得我不喜欢的，
or anything that I do not like.
我都要从心里面来认定，这是神他量给我的，就是对我最好的。
We need to acknowledge from the bottom of our heart that it's God who has given this to me, and this is the best.
上个主日我们讲到这个巴兰的问题。
And last Sunday we talk about the problem of Balaam.
其实这不是巴兰的问题，是所有的人都有的问题。
In reality, it's not just the problem of Balaam, but it's a problem that everyone faces.
当一个人被他自己心中的欲望所控制的时候，神就没有办法在这个人身上做任何的工作。
When a person is controlled by his by the desires of his flesh, God cannot work freely in that person.
明明知道这是我不应该去做、不应该去得到的，但是我还是拼命想要去得到。
Even though we know that something is wrong, we may still try every possible way to get what we want.
我们这些已经蒙神救赎的儿女，我们要想想看，我们是不是也有同样的问题？
And we children of God who have been saved by grace, we also need to think whether we have the same problem or not.
我们是不是有时候也被我们的私欲所控制，我非要得到不可？ 而我们没有办法控制自己。
Are we sometimes also controlled by our selfish desires that we want to gain something?
我想没有一个人敢说我没有。
I believe that no one would dare to say they're completely from this problem.
有没有人敢说我们自己能够比大卫王他更爱主，他为主愿意付上他的一切？
Would anyone dare to say that he loves the Lord more than David, King did?
有没有人敢说我比大卫更符合神的心意？
Or are you dare to say I'm more about after God's heart more than David?
但是像大卫王这样一个非常爱主又合神心意的人，他也曾经因为控制不了他自己的情欲犯了罪。
But even King David, a man who loved the Lord and was a man after God's heart, he was not able to control his own flesh.
甚至他得罪了神，他自己还不知道。
And he sinned terribly against God without even knowing.
我们也像以色列一样，是蒙了神的拯救，我们都非常乐意的要遵守神，给我们的教导。
We also, like the Israelites at the time, we also have been saved by God and are willing to obey His commands.
但是我们有没有想过，我们是不是遇到一些我们不合自己心意的时候，我们是不是就把神放在一边了？
But whenever something doesn't go our way, do we put God's commands aside?
如果神要叫我做的是我不喜欢的，
and if God wants me to do something that I do not like,
我真的有把神的吩咐当成一回事吗？
Do I really treat God's command seriously?
甚至什么时候我随口说出一句话得罪了神，抵挡了神，我自己知道吗？
Do I know that I may have spoken something casually to offend God?
当我们得罪了神的时候，我们心里面知不知道？我们害不害怕？
Whenever we have offended God, do we realize that and are we afraid of it?
是的，今天我们都活在这个肉体当中。
Today we still live in this physical body.
我们的思想、我们的心感、我们的一切，都还是在我们这个的己里面。
Our thoughts, emotions, and personal preferences are still very much a part of us.
如果我们不好好的去面对我们这个己的问题
，And if we do not deal with the problem of self，
而我们又不去对付，因为这个己生命所带来的一些罪行。
And we do not deal with the sins that comes from ourselves.
反正我们觉得说，神都赦免了。
Because we just think God has forgiven it all.
如果我们真的是这样子的话，我们想想看。
If we're like that, let's think about it.
那为什么当初那些在旷野的以色列人，他们也献过祭，为自己的罪赎罪了，但是为什么他们还是没有办法进到神的应许之地呢？
Then why did the Israelites who had offered sacrifices and made atonement for their sins eventually perish in the wilderness?
我相信这不是神在惩罚他们。
This is not God punishing them.
这只是因为他们自己的心被他们的肉体所控制了，所以他们根本没有一个渴望，真的是从心里面要来走主的道路。
But because their hearts were filled with the flesh, and they had no real longing for God's promise.
这是给我心里面一个很大的提醒。
This is also a reminder for us.
我们仔细想想看，我们是不是有很多地方有相同的一些盲点
？Let's think carefully. Do we also have the same blind spots?
我们都可以大声地唱说，我爱主。
We can all sing loudly like I love the Lord.
我们也的确很尽心尽力的要爱主我们的神。
And indeed, we want to love our God wholeheartedly.
甚至呢，我们也在努力的来服侍。
And we also serve Him diligently.
但是求神灵来光照我们。
But may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
认真的问我们自己几个问题。
As we earnestly ask ourselves these questions.
当神的吩咐正是我不喜欢的，我真的会。在乎吗？
When God's command is something I do not like, do I truly care?
我不喜欢，我还会尽力去做吗？
If I don't like it, do I still try my best to follow it?
当我内心有一个私欲出来说圣灵在制止我的时候，
When a desire of my heart comes up, and when the Holy Spirit warns me,
我愿意真的停下来，
Am I willing to stop?
还是我还是硬着我的头皮，我还是去做。
Or do I still persist in doing what I want to do anyways?
我有没有意识到，我其实这是得罪主的？
Do I even realize that I'm actually offending the Lord?
那我们到底怎么胜过我们这个肉体呢？
So how then can we overcome the flesh?
我们胜过怎么能够胜过我们里面那个非常自私的己呢？
And how can we overcome that selfish, stubborn self?
我想真正的关键在我们什么时候能够忽然惊觉，这是我自己在控制。
And the real key is this: when will we suddenly come to our senses and realize that it's our own thoughts that's in charge?
什么时候我们能够看清，是我早已经陷在我自己的私欲里面，我还在抵挡神。
When can we finally realize that we have fallen into our own desires and we are even resisting God?
相信我们每一个神的儿女的话，我们都会承认，是的，我不完美。
Every child of God, we will acknowledge that we are not perfect.
我有很多的问题。
And we have many shortcomings.
但是是不是很简单的一句承认说，是的，我是个罪人，主赦免我吧。
But is it just simple to confess that, yet Lord, I'm a sinner and forgive me?
然后呢，我们就相信主已经用他的宝血遮盖，已经赦免我了。
Then we just believe that God has already forgiven us and covered us with His precious blood.
所以呢，我就不用再去对付我那个己的罪。
Then I don't deal with the sin of myself.
那我就完全了吗？
Am I made complete that way?
或者是我们用一个非常虚空属灵的话说，反正我讲一切通通交给主了。
Or do we just use a simple empty spiritual phrase and say, I will give all my problems to the Lord?
这样子我就完全了吗？
And then consider myself complete.
我们明明知道，但是却没有办法按照神的话跟圣灵在我里面提醒。我想有许多的原因。
Despite knowing better, we have not truly acted in accordance with God's word and the Holy Spirit's guidance. There may be several reasons for this.
这边我只想提到两个。
I want to mention two points.
第一个，我想我们被仇敌的谎言欺骗太久。
Firstly, we have been deceived by the enemy's lies for too long.
仇敌就让我们觉得没关系，这不符合神的心，无所谓。
The enemy makes us feel that it's okay that if it's not in line with God's will.
我知道我这样子做会得罪神，是神所不喜欢的。
I know what I'm doing will offend God. It displeases God.
但是反正神已经赦免我了。
But God already has forgiven me anyway.
所以呢，我就不用去对付我这些问题。
Therefore, I don't need to deal with my problems.
即使这样的心思意念是非常的得罪神。
Such a mindset really offend God.
另外一个就是，其实我们真的不想改变。
A second reason is we simply do not want to change.
明明我知道我这样私欲去做的话，是不符合神的心意。
Even though we know if I do this way, it's not according to God's will.
但是呢，我一向就是这么做。
But I've been doing this my way for a long time.
我就继续这样子。
Let's just keep doing this my way.
或许有时候我们会自己安慰自己一下。
Sometimes we comfort ourselves by saying,
没关系，这次还是按照我这样子做吧。
It's okay, I'll just do it my way this time.
主，下次我一定听你的。
Lord, I will listen to you next time.
然后每次都是这样子，主，下一次我听你的。
And it just continues repeat itself.
就是这样子一拖再拖。
And because this constant delay,
我们一再错过神要借着他的圣灵来让我们脱离自己捆绑的一个大好的机会。
And this constant delay causes us to repeatedly miss the opportunity God intends to help us break free from the bondage of ourselves.
每当圣灵开始提醒我这个地方要改的时候，我又拒绝了。
Whenever the Holy Spirit reminds me to make a change here, I reject it.
我一次一次的纵容我们自己。
And time after time, we indulge ourselves.
然后一次一次的把神的提醒、神的警告放在一边。
And time over time, we put God's warning aside.
就像几年前我们家一个洗手间，地上开始有隆起这个瓷砖，旁边的房间呢也开始地板有这个脱落。
This example from a few years ago when the tiles in our bathroom were bulging and the floor in the next room was peeling.
我的姐妹就说，这一定有什么地方不对。
Even though my wife reminded me that something's wrong about this place.
但是我就常常的说，没有了，这是正常的热胀冷缩了。
I just kept comforting myself by saying this is just normal thermal expansion and contraction.
这个东西本来就是会坏的。
And this is just just normal wear and tear.
所以呢，我就这样一直拖。
So I kept putting it off.
直到有一天发现墙壁一大片长了霉。
Eventually, one day we discovered that the mold and water damage spread.
才发现原来洗手间漏水已经很久了一段时间。
Then we discovered that our bathroom had been leaking quietly for a long time.
最后呢，只能花费了一笔钱，请这个专业的来做这个清理，然后重新整个换新。
And in the end, we had to spend money to tear down the walls and floors and hiring contractors to replace them.
这给我心里面一个非常大的警惕。
And it gave me a tremendous warning.
我们许多属灵生命上面的失败，绝对不是一天造成的。
The failures of our spiritual life is not caused by just one day.
往往是我们对那个最小的一个提醒，最小的一个罪，我们没有去重视。
It's often caused by us ignoring the small sins and blind spots in the beginning.
因此，慢慢的变成有一天，我们要付出非常惨痛的教训。
And eventually, we have to pay a great price to deal with it.
我在准备这篇信息的时候，我也在想说，哎，要怎么样提供几个方法，我们怎么来对付我们这个己的问题。
And when I was preparing this message, I thought about providing some practical ways to deal with the problem of self.
相信弟兄姐妹应该都有标准答案。
I believe all of you would have the standard answers.
是啊，我们要多听神的话语啊，多听圣灵的声音啊。
We need to more know more about God's word and listen to the Holy Spirit.
是的，这绝对是正确的，绝对是我们要做的。
And these answers are absolutely correct.
但是这样子标准答案通常不是真正最好的答案。
But sometimes the standard answer may not always be the best answer.
当我在寻求的时候，我一直在问主说，我们要怎么样来对付我们这个己？
When I was seeking the Lord, I asked the Lord, how should we deal with the self?
我心里面一个感觉，他说，你要的答案事实上就在你的问题里面。
And God told me, your answer is actually depending, it already lies in your problem.
后来了解了，事实上神告诉我，我们真正的答案就在我的问题里面。
Then I realized that God's answer is actually hidden within our question.
问题是我们有没有找到真正的答案？问题。
But the key is, have we found this root problem?
就好像我们常常会觉得说，为什么我老是控制不了我这个自己
？Oftentimes we ask ourselves, why can't I control myself?
为什么我控制不了我自己的欲望？为什么我控制不了我的脾气？我控制不了我太多。
Why can't I control my desires, my quick temper, and many things?
我们可能会想，我的个性本来就是这样子啊。
You might say, this is just the way I am. This is my character.
所以呢，就是这样子，所以不可能改变嘛。
Therefore, it's impossible for me to change.
可是为什么那么多我们看到弟兄姐妹的见证，他们生命里面得到多么大的改变
？Yet we see many testimonies from brothers and sisters with when their lives are changed greatly.
为什么神有办法在别的弟兄姐妹身上做那么大生命的改变，但是为什么在我身上没有
？How is it possible that God can change?Great things in others, but not in me.
难道主没有办法胜过我里面那个己吗
？Can the Lord not overcome the self within me?
问题不在主能不能，也不是在我能不能。
And this is the problem is not whether if God can or not, or if I can or not.
我问我自己，其实是不是我真的从心里面我愿意，我想。
I ask myself, do I really want to make the change?
我真的愿意放下我自己吗
？Am I really willing to let go of myself?
还是我其实我根本不想改变我自己
？Or do I simply don't want to change myself?
神的答案就在我们的问题里面。
God's answer is already in our problem.
我以前也习惯常常这样祷告，主啊，我觉得我没有这样信心，求主耶稣你给我信心。
I used to pray like this, Lord, I lack faith, please give me faith.
后来想到， 对啊，不是这个我没有信心，事实上我缺乏信心，所以主要主给我信心。
And then because I lack faith, therefore I want I ask God to give me faith.
但是我为什么会没有信心呢
？But what is the reason of me lacking faith？
事实上想一想，是因为很多时候我看到我所面对的问题实在大过我自己。
And when I really think about it, it's often the challenges before us far exceed our own abilities.
就像当年那些探子看到迦南的这些巨人，发现没有办法胜过。
And it's like when the spies, when they saw the giants in the land of Canaan, they came to a conclusion that they're too big and we cannot overcome them.
所以呢，我自己给我自己一个答案，这太难了，我没有办法，我办不到。
So I would tell myself, this is too difficult. I cannot do it.
但是我再想想看，我面对的这些问题，难道他们大过神吗
？But I ask myself, those challenges I face.Do they, are they, which is bigger, the challenge I face or God?
难道神不能大过我所面对的这些问题吗
？Isn't God greater than the challenges I face?
但我知道神比这些都还大。
Of course, I know that God is greater than everything.
那为什么我还会没有信心呢
？Yet, why do I still lack faith?
为什么我还一直在求主啊？你给我信心，能够胜过这些呢
？Why do I keep asking the Lord to give me faith?
我想真正的问题就是，我能不能真的是来完全信靠神
？And the real question is, am I actually relying on God?
但是后面一个更深的问题
，And there's a deeper question.
我是不是真的知道什么叫做完全信靠神，靠自己
？And do I truly understand what it means to rely completely on God rather than on myself?
所以问题不在我到底有没有信心，没有信心。
The problem is not simply if I have faith or not.
也不是说神是不是能够胜过这些。
And it's not if God can overcome this or not.
真正问题是我到底有没有学会我什么叫做真正的信靠神。
And the problem is have I really learned what it means to completely trust the Lord?
真正的问题在我到底知不知道怎么放下我自己。
Do I really know how to let go of myself?
今天我们说，神他所吩咐的，我们都必要遵行，这是我们对神的一个呼应。
Today we say all the words which the Lord has said we will do. This is the response to the Lord.
是的，我们己生命外面有许许多多的问题。
We have many problems with our self.
但是真正的问题是，我们有没有看到我们心中的那个盲点
？But the real problem is whether I can see my own blind spot or not.
我到底学会了没有？什么叫做真正的信靠神？什么是真正的放下我的自己
？And have I learned to completely lay down of myself and truly depend on God？
是的，这个人生旷野是一条道路，但是这是一个脱离我们自己就有生命的一个道路。
The wilderness journey is a journey of breaking away from our old life。
而通往这个应许之地也是一个。必须放下己生命的道路。
And the road to the promised land is also a narrow road of putting away our old life.
但是这是一条让我们能够得到像神那样子更丰盛生命的道路。
But that's the only way for us to gain a more abundant life, and that's leading to God.
让我们一起来唱一首诗歌，圣徒诗歌276首，主使我更爱你。
Finally, let's sing together hymn number 276, More Holiness Give Me.
在这首诗歌里面一再地讲到更更。
And we see the word more in this hymn.
我相信我们每个弟兄姐妹我们心里面都有一个心愿我愿意能够更像神。
We all have this heart's desire to be more like God.
我们愿意能够更爱主。
And we want to more love the God more.
但愿借着这首诉歌我们再来向主诉说我们每个人的心愿。
And may we tell our Lord our heart's desire through this hymn.
请赞美团队来带我们唱这首诗歌。
We ask the worship team to lead us.
求主帮助我们，让我们更多依靠他，更多来爱他。我们都一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all stand and may the Lord help us to rely more on him.
全顺服，求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走在路，使主心满意足，主使我更得胜，向你更忠诚，在你手更有用，对你仇更用，受苦更为忍耐，犯罪更悲哀，恨喜的人原谅更完全依靠，
主，我们实在知道有很多的属灵的知识。
We truly know many spiritual knowledge.
我们都好像有很多的答案。
It seems we have many answers.
但是我们的心如何？
But how is it our heart?
我是否愿意主让我的心主真的完全的信靠你？
Am I willing from the depths of my heart to rely on you completely?
我是否愿意来遵着你的话？我真的来过我的生活。
Am I truly willing to obey your word and to live our daily lives?
主叫我的心跟我的人是一致的。
Lord, may our heart to be consistent with who I am.
当我们真有一个单纯的心，我真的相信这位爱我的父。
May we have a simple faith to believe in the Lord who loves me.
主让我真的我的生活是一个讨你喜悦的生活。
That we can live out the life that pleases your heart.
我每一天我真的学习如何的依靠你。
And we learn how to rely on you in our daily lives.
相信你。
To trust you.
主让我真的主要越过我的生活越单纯。
So we can have a simple life as we live our days.
我这个人可以越来越像你。
And I can be more like you.
这是我们的向你的祷告。
This is our prayer to you.
我们在祷告祈求奉靠你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.